Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Krupp Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit kruppmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. The TB, Fish Bucks, and JP hanging out here on a Friday, and joining us right now to talk some movies is our pal Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, my Papa Rick. So I'm getting ready to head to New York to talk to the cast of Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Well, who's on that cast?
Well, Michael Keaton.
Pretty stacked, dude.
I don't know anybody. So, go ahead.
So I see the movie tonight, and then tomorrow I'm talking to Michael Keaton, Catherine O'Hara, who obviously Home Alone, she's the one that says, Kevin! Jenna Ortega, who you guys might know from Wednesday. She's also in Scream 5. Winona Ryder, who I've never spoken to before, which I'm excited about. Justin Theroux, pretty big name.
Yep.
And then you guys know Monica Bellucci?
Nope. Monica Bellucci.
Look up Monica Bellucci. She's awesome. Pretty fact.
How would we know Monica Bellucci? Let's see.
I mean, for me, she did a movie with Clive Owen. It was an action film, like right around the time I started doing movie reviews for you guys.
She's almost 60. I mean, she's 59 years old.
Yeah, I remember her from a movie called Irreversible. Like, she's like you definitely have seen her in something before. It's one of those like actors that you go, oh, I've seen that person before.
So. We got to talk about the Matthew Perry situation. Man, it blows me away.
I know. I want to dedicate a whole segment to it.
Five people are going to go down for this. Two doctors arrested, the drug dealer.
It sounds like
the
they
personal
deserve
assistant.
It.
Yeah.
The doctors are texting each other saying, literally, quotes, I wonder how much this moron will pay.
I know. It's incredible. That's the story. People are going to go down hard for Matthew Perry.
And they
Perry.
Have a woman out there known as the ketamine queen.
Ketamine queen.
Delivers it to people. The assistant is injecting him. I almost feel bad for the assistant.
Why? Because Matthew was probably saying, I need it.
He's probably making him do it.
Yeah, I need it. I want it. Yeah.
The doctors are the ones that are really, I think, reprehensible.
It's a crazy story, Kevin. Yeah.
I'll be honest, I honestly don't know enough about what you guys are referring to, because I think that what you're talking about came out either yesterday or
came out yesterday.
Before.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest story in Hollywood right now.
No, I know. I mean, I was so, just if I'm being completely honest, I have not read up on that particular part of the story yet, so I would feel uncomfortable commenting on it. I don't really know much.
All right,
about
all right. So I'll spare you that. Yeah. How about I saw you posted a clip, your interview where. With Mark Wahlberg, and he's jockeying you about your hip-hop knowledge and everything.
Dude, that was crazy.
When did that happen? Just recently?
Yeah, so all of a sudden, like, my work has been finding, like, a bit of a larger audience, and I don't know, I guess my...
How? Why is it?
Well, the only difference in terms of, like, my work now is that, like, people sometimes, if you hashtag things a certain way, or if you put like you know whatever in your hashtags, it'll pop on someone's reels on Instagram rather than just your own followers. So what happened with this interview that you're talking about is, I guess I had no idea. I was sitting in front of my computer. We're getting ready to talk to Mark Wahlberg for this movie called The Union. Him and Halle Berry have a new film, and he pops up on my screen and. He goes into this entire thing about how he came across a video of mine where I was interviewing this guy, Toby Wegway, and we were talking about hip hop and the year 2022. And I was telling him that, you know, my favorite albums of that year were like Kendrick Lamar and Ab Soul, Denzel Curry. Who else was I talking about? Pusha T. And then Nas, who had put out King's Disease 3, which I think is one of the greatest hip hop albums I've heard. I mean, I think it's on Illmatic level, which I know is a bold statement. But anyway, so I was interviewing Toby Wegway and I was telling him all these things. So I posted this clip on my Instagram, and I guess Mark Wahlberg came across it. And starts going off on that in the beginning
him.
Of my conversation.
You impressed him. Has he indicated before that he would remember you when you would interview him?
Yeah, I mean, I've interviewed Mark Wahlberg probably over 10 times in the time frame that I've done this as a job, but he's never brought up another interview of mine to me the way he did in that moment. It was like, and then I got off the call and then he followed me. And then he left a comment under the video as well. And it was funny to me because I always forget that Wahlberg had a hip hop career.
Right.
So I completely had forgotten that even in the moment. I was just
Kevin.
Like,
Obnobbing.
Hey, Kevin, Kevin,
feel like somebody else noticed your work too that was famous.
Amy Poehler did recently. A couple people. Like, I walked into a room with Amy Poehler, and she was like, "I'm a big fan. I watch your work all the time." I just blows my mind that I can't imagine.
He's in the algorithm now. He figured out a hashtag or something. Man, it's part of the social media game.
Well, he also been doing it a long time, and you know, he's at these events.
Yeah, he's a respected journalist.
Yeah,
I've been doing it for 19 years. It's
crazy. You really should have a tattoo of the Junks.
I know. I need all four of your faces. Remember that animated picture of all four of your faces that there was like a
caricature?
I know it was probably a multi of them. Yeah, there was a caricature. Sure. I remember that.
Yeah.
That would work if you want to do that. I'd accept that.
We were young looking. I'd accept that.
All right, what's up this week?
All right, so the big movie this week is Alien Romulus. I don't know if you guys are at all interested in this. I kind of am.
I liked all the other ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny because I was thinking about this the other day. Like Hollywood, obviously, you know, with you want more original ideas in Hollywood, but there are certain franchises that just somehow work and still bring people in. I mean, I feel like the Alien films have always been that way. This takes place years after the original Alien. And so essentially the idea is a group of these, and you know, the earlier Alien films, this is a group of like younger kids almost, not like kids, but like kids who are probably like in their 20s or something like that. They're living on a planet where they're being, you know, essentially just worked to death, and they decide that they're going to go off into space and find this ship that could somehow get them out of there and get them to a better place of living. And this ship is owned by the company who's basically running their lives and everything. But on this ship, of course, is some type of alien presence. And the stars of the film are Kaylee Spaney. You might know her from Civil War. She was fantastic in that film recently. But other than her, a lot of the actors I was not familiar with, especially this guy named David Johnson, who is absolutely brilliant in the film. Directed by a guy named Fede Alvarez, who did the 2013 Evil Dead. He also did a movie called Don't Breathe, which is a really terrifying horror film. And so this is R-rated. It's meant to be in the horror genre a bit as well. If you guys remember, Alien 1 was a horror film, essentially. It was a horror film, sci-fi film. Aliens, the James Cameron film, was more of an action film. So like Ridley Scott did the original, and then James Cameron stepped in and did 2, and that was the action film. This kind of combines both genres, which I thought was really cool. I can't really get into a lot of the reasons why I didn't love it, because it would spoil things. I like the film a lot. It's so funny because, like, you guys ever watch a movie and you're like 90% into it and you're like, this is awesome. And then all of a sudden they just do something that just completely takes you out of the movie. And you it's almost like you have to, like, it's almost like you were bowling without bumpers. And all of a sudden in the last 10 minutes, you decided to put bumpers up for some weird reason. It just kind of like the movie just kind of found a safety that it felt unhinged. And then it became safe in a weird way, or it reminded you, you're watching a movie.
A lot of times you don't like the ending of a movie, which you'll really enjoy a movie. And then you don't like the ending and it kind of ruins it.
Is the ending bad?
No, see, the ending's not bad. It's just there's a moment towards the end, which I'm not going to get into.
Just bothers me.
That really bothered me. It just pulled me out. And there's also so this filmmaker, Fede Alvarez, he's known for practical effects. Like so a lot of the film is built around practical effects. And there's just a couple of CGI moments that also threw me off as well. That being said, the action set pieces are incredible. The production value is incredible. The performances are great. It's brutal. This Kaylee Spaney character is essentially, you know, like the Sigourney Weaver type of character from the Alien films. And, like, you know, and there's just some really, really interesting action set pieces. Like, there's like 5 or 6 scenes that I think I was pumping my fist. Like, it was like, this is awesome. And so I do think that there's a reason to go see it in a theater. I just think that there's a few things that I had such problems with that it really just hurt the film overall. Like, I was probably four and a half out of five originally. And then just these things kept happening. It just kept like taking it down to a 3.5 ultimately. And I do think the rating on Rotten Tomatoes is probably relatively high, because my review would be considered a fresh rating. I would, you know, 3.5 out of 5 would be a fresh. So I would be joining that chorus. But it's good. It's just not great. And yeah. I think some of the problems that I have with it, you might not have with it, but you know, Jason, if you went on a Tuesday for like $5-6 yeah. and sat in a theater for 2 hours,
yeah,
and,
I'd probably like
you know,
it.
Watch,
yeah.
You probably dig it. Yeah. I mean, it's not, here's the thing. Go back and watch the original Alien. I don't know if people remember how brutal that first Alien film is. Do you guys remember the scene with John Hurt on the table with the chest
burster? Of course. Yes.
Like, you go back and watch that scene, that still looks phenomenal. And a lot of the effects that Fetty does in this film are on that level. They do some really cool world building. Like, there's like, I won't give anything away, but there's some really cool ways that he plays with the older versions of the special effects. But back in the day when John Hurt did that scene, they had a guy under the table that pushed through the body double that made the alien pop out of his chest. And like that kind of like old school special effects, that stuff still holds up because it was done in camera.
So 3.5.
Yeah.
For Alien Romulus.
That ain't good.
Kevin, we got to run.
I really don't want to give it that rating, because it actually has scenes that make it a 4.5. Like,
stick
easily.
Stick to your
like
rating. Kevin, we got to run. We got a guest coming up next.
All right, guys.
All right. Thank
you, Kevin.
Kevin
McCarthy, Fox 5, Alien Romulus. You're going to go see it?
He gave it a 3.5. I don't know.
3.5's on the bubble.
Maybe.
It's like a bubble team.
Maybe. It might be on a good Tuesday afternoon flick.
Coming up next, we will tackle some college football. Chris Doering, former Gator wide receiver, NFL vet, current analyst on ESPN and the SEC Network, joins us here on The Junk.